where that crack had been started from was from the people from Georgia. Mm-hmm. You know, of course you don't know, but I do. Years and years ago, it wasn't hard to know people here at all. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no people here in these woods at all, years and years ago, hardly at all. Just a person maybe once in a while, or some old fellow would come from Thomas and dab down to stay a while. Well, then they got to that later years, they got to coming from Georgia. Mm-hmm. It was so miserable, many people come from Georgia, they called them Georgia Crackers. Mm-hmm. That's the only place I ever got, where I found out where the cracker part come in at it. Now, that's been a saying for years and years. He's a Georgia Cracker, that's all he is. He's an old Georgia Cracker. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of them flat names, that cracker business. Ain't nothing to it, only it's just a name that people call people. Mm-hmm. But if to tell the truth, as far as the cracker part goes, well, ain't nothing to it. There ain't no such a thing as the cracker part, but they just have that name that they call them, Georgia Crackers. I've heard a lot and lot of people called Georgia Crackers. Mm-hmm. I was walking down, me and another old boy, walking down the street one day, right by a person's porch, right along by the porch. So I walked right along by the porch. Mm-hmm. And they had one of these here, what we call these old parrot birds, you know, an old mm-hmm. parrot. They had one of them, and he says to his master, you know, he said, the old bird said to him, I hadn't seen anything until he spoke. I said, the old bird, he said, that goes a couple of cracker boys. I go, a couple of cracker boys. And I said, you listen to that old parrot. I said, I looked up and he was sitting up in the porch, in a little old cage, you know, up in the porch. I said, you listen to him say, that goes a couple of cracker boys. Yes, he said. I said, I don't pay no attention to what he says. Because he'd heard him a lot before, you know, he didn't pay no attention to it. But that was the first time I'd ever heard him. And I go to a couple of cracker boys.
What other names are there like that? Besides cracker. What else?
Not as I know of. We have a lot of, I do, and I know that, well, everybody, we have a lot of flunks, sure, you know, we call them flunks.
What's that?
Well, that means a man maybe from no telling where, some other county or some other county around, no, here, dab down in here, and maybe we don't know a thing about him, or he just don't suit or something. We don't have very much faith in him. We call him a flunk. Well, no, he ain't no such a thing as a flunk. That's just that's a get up among the people. They just we call them flunks. Mm-hmm. And you take me as old as I am. It won't take me 5 minutes to meet a man, and I can tell whether he's a man or whether he's a flunk or not, and he won't know it. But I can tell whether he's a flunk or not. I name him right quick.
How can you tell?
Huh?
How can you tell?
Well, go ahead and tell me his appearance. It's his appearance, the way you talk and act and do. His appearance, you know, personal appearance.
Uh-huh.
And he won't be here 10 minutes before I have him marked up a flunk. Oh, you know. All the people think it sounds foolish, but it ain't. It's more flunks in Putnam County than any other county in the state of Florida.
How do you know?
Huh?
How do you know?
I say, I believe he is, because I do know it's a lot of flunks in Putnam County.
Well, how do you think a person should be dressed?
Huh?
How do you think a person should be dressed?
Any way you please, as I'm concerned.
But how can you tell if someone's a flunk or not?